All right, Jeb will say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page Kuf Hei. So if you remember, again, we started the paragraph that begins with Ba'od. Ba'od Zos on Rotsim Lahavincha. So remember, again, the Piagetta was trying to discuss the idea as to why is it that sometimes we exhibit a laziness when it comes ultimately to our Torah, to our Ruchnius. Yet, we're often the same people are willing to work hard in any endeavor. And so the Piagetta is explaining that in order to be successful in a particular task, so he says, number one, there are a variety of things. He said, number one, it's not just about the koach. He said, it's not just about possessing the requisite strength or vigor to perform the task, but in the words in the Piagetta, it's also bahat oma. The task has to be appropriate for the individual. Now, in the middle of that paragraph, he says, "V'hamedrash Omer." It's about six lines into that paragraph. "V'hamedrash Omer, avodas haparach shel mitzrim." So, remember again, the Torah, when describing the backbreaking labor that the Egyptians levied upon the Jewish people, "Shemosh Rabbeinu ra'a b'siblosam." Moshe Rabbeinu saw the suffering of Klal Yisrael. Now this is amazing. What was it? How does the Medrash describe this suffering? Masui gadol akatan. There was a large burden being carried by a smaller person. Umasui katan agadol, and the small burden or a child's burden being carried by an adult. Masui ish al isha, a man's burden being carried by a woman. Umasui isha al ish, and the burden of a woman being carried by a man. And the Piagetta asks a very simple question. Upashit kasha lahavin. Medrash doesn't make sense. Bishlam amasui gadla katan umasui isha al isha kaveda mikochami. So I understand the oppressive nature of making a child carry an adult's burden. I understand that. Or making someone small carry a much larger burden. I also understand, right, making a woman carrying a man's burden. But at the end of the day, ava masui katan al gadol, umasui isha al ish, adraba, kalihi mikocham. But I understand, what's the big deal with telling an adult to carry a child's burden? Or to tell someone large to carry a small burden? Or to tell a man to carry a woman's burden? At the end of the day, would that not be a lighter load? So why would that be? Well, so hear the Piagetta's question. I understand telling a child to carry an adult's burden, that's avodas parach. Telling a woman to carry a man's burden, that's avodas parach. That's backbreaking labor. But to tell an adult, to tell the gadol to carry the katan's burden, to tell the ish to carry the isha's burden, presumably that's lighter. So what's the big deal? I'm sorry?
You get satisfaction.
Oh, so it could be satisfaction. Good, we're going to see something similar. He says, "Umar ra'a Moshe Rabbeinu kol kach esivlosam gam bazeh va'ayin bein Yaakov shemak shezos kuniskuleil." So says the page. I'm going to explain to you the answer. It's very simple. Kovet ha'avoda gam lefi ha'at ama nindedes. The heaviness of a particular job, the heaviness of a burden, is also measured not only by the physical weight, but also by the appropriateness. Listen to his examples over here. Em yitzavu li'ish peroi, lo seis avonim alachomos, lo yisyageh bakach. You know, ish peroi is like para adam, right? The para, you tell a wild man, right? Which in this case means you tell a man who possesses brute force to go ahead and schlep stones to build a wall. He's like, no problem, all day long. Kevin Shalafi Rucho, he umatimalo. Because such a job is matim for him. Such a job ultimately, again, is appropriate for his disposition, his nature. But interestingly, so listen to this. But if you tell him to spend his day engraving jewelry, right? Or making fine drawings or something like that, even if he's able to do it, he's going to tire from it. Why? Because it's not the use of his strength that he's used to. He says, "V'yemitzavu l'chacham la'asei savan u'mafkalos yila yosem ila'avod avodah kasher nekiya." And if you tell a Talmud Chacham to go ahead and schlep stones, he'll tire out much faster than if you give him some other type of labor that is more matim, that is more appropriate. Im yitzavu li'ish lachrosh v'lizroa v'lasos melechas anoshim lo yile kolkach me'asher yichpu le'efos u'levashel v'la'asos shar melechos nashim. Okay, so here the Piyajasna is saying something which is interesting, which is as follows. He says, if you tell a man to go out to the field and to go ahead and plow the field and till the soil, he will not tire as much than if you tell him to stay home, cook, bake, and clean the house. Which Rav says, so this is, by the way, amazing, because the truth is, any man who has ever had to fill in for his wife, so to speak, appreciates this idea incredibly, right? You come home from work, you think you're exhausted, you think you're tired, and then what happens? One day, you have to take on any level of domestic responsibility, and you're winded. Like, what's the pshat? Like, I could be out of the house working 15 hours, and I'm fine. 3 hours of going to the supermarket and whatever else, and suddenly again, I'm exhausted. Well, what's the pshat, says the Piaget, no? V'amitzim shekivnu l'marer es chaye Yisrael u'lahach l'shkocham. So the mitzim whose intention, see, remember again, the Mitzrim, their intention was not simply to exploit a slave workforce. Their intention, like many of our enemies of yesteryear and of present year as well, is to break our spirit. It's to break our spirit. So how do you break their spirit? Hafchu es melechas nashim va'anashim v'chulei, demasu gadol v'katan, avoda she'eno lefi rucho shekol echad. See, I will say, in order to go ahead and be successful at something in life, not only do I have to possess the physical, the skill set for the particular job, not only do I have to possess the physical vigor, the strength, it has to be matim. The work has to fit with who I am. Right? If a person has ever been in a job, right, where they feel just doesn't at all maximize their strengths, or just doesn't, it's miserable. Right, you might make money, it might be fine, it might pay the bills, but at the end of the day, it's not matin to me. Says the Piagetzna, in order to find fulfillment from work, there are many different requisites for that, but number one is it has to be matin. It has to be appropriate to me. The Mitzim understood that if you want to break people's spirit, what do? Give them work that's not appropriate. Give the gadol the katan's burden. Aye, that's great. I'm a chaya, right? Give the man the woman's burden. I'm a chaya. It's lighter. It's true. It may weigh less, but at the end of the day, it's not matim. It's not appropriate for me. And because it's not appropriate for me, therefore what? I find absolutely no sipuk. I find no level of fulfillment in that particular endeavor. And if I feel no fulfillment, then by definition, the mitzvah, so what does that lead to? Erosion of identity. If I find no fulfillment, ultimately, again, this erodes my fundamental identity. So we'll stop over here for today. We're going to pick up how the Piagetzna ties this into Torah, into Ruchnius, and it's going to be absolutely amazing.